We've all been there, at least I know I have, where you get home and you need to get something done and you just plain don't want to. And it feels like the most monumental task in the whole entire world, even though usually it's not. And if you're feeling that way, maybe you clicked on this video because you're feeling that way. You gotta figure out a way to snap out of that, because if you stay in that like, oh, I'm gonna sit on the couch forever kind of mentality, then you're just never gonna make the progress that you need to make on your goals or your dreams or any of the things that you need to do, or to clean your house, because if you don't clean your house, then your house is dirty and gross and nobody wants that. And so in this video, we're gonna be talking about how to get yourself motivated, how to get yourself up, how to get yourself moving so that you can get things done. So you have a coffee? I have a coffee. You don't need a coffee, you need to get to work. So let's do that. I'm gonna talk about like 8 things, kind of like a bonus 9, that help me when I'm in that state of like, I don't really wanna do this. But before we do that, I do wanna talk a little bit about long-term versus short-term motivation. So what I mean by that is I really separate this into 2 different things. There's long-term motivation, which is like, I want to, you know, do the things and be consistent and make my business happen and, you know, work on my TPT shop and all that kind of stuff. And then on the other hand, there is when I am like in the moment and I just don't feel like it right this second. Like today, for example, it was a really, really crazy day. We had standardized testing. I had to test with the kiddos this morning and then it changed the schedule. And then the kids were bonkers bananas because they were cooped up all morning. And then they gave them ice cream and then they sent them to me. And I was like, what is happening right now? So all of that to say, I didn't really feel like filming these videos, but I know that I needed to get them done. And so that like momentary tension of like, I don't want to do this, but I need to, is that like short-term motivation that you need. Long-term motivation is like basically whether or not that's a constant thing. Cause on a normal basis, I'm pretty good about getting up, doing the things, making things happen, checking the boxes so that I can make progress in my business. So that is a whole different thing. If you need help with like long-term motivation, I think I have a video about that, so I'll link that down below. But in this case, I'm talking more about like, I need to work in my TPT shop today. I don't feel like it because it's been a long day. What do we do? That's where we're coming in for today. The first thing I want you to think about is whether you can get to like a root of the feeling of why you feel that way. So what I mean by that is, are you feeling like that because you just are feeling lazy today? Is it because it was a rough day at work? Is it because you are really tired? As someone who has fallen asleep while editing videos, I can tell you that sometimes you don't want to do things because your body's just like, I really need to take a break. And in that case, it's probably more productive to just go take a nap or just to take, you know, a little bit of time off instead of doing the thing. And that's okay every once in a while, especially again, if you're so tired, you're going to fall asleep while filming the videos or editing. I've never fallen asleep while filming a video, but you don't want that to be your normal thing. Once you get to the root of the feeling, then you need to think like, okay, is this something that I can easily overcome? Is this something that I can easily make happen? Is this something that I can just really easily get moving on? And if the answer is yes, then get working. If the answer is no, I'm so tired, I feel like my like brain is gonna explode and I might fall asleep standing up, then it might be more productive to just take a little bit of a break. This is something very new to me, but I have been exploring this more lately as I have been feeling a little bit more, you know, a little more tired, a little more stressed, a little more all those things, overwhelmed. And so I found that it has been helpful to just make sure like, okay, do I actually need a break, or do I, you know, do I need a break, or do I just want a break? And kind of, you know, evaluating those feelings. Anyway, let's get down to like the super practical stuff now. Okay? Okay. That's where I like to live. This whole feelings things. My favorite. There we are. All right. So let's get down to the practical tips. I do have a list here. Number one is gonna be one of the worst time management tips I'm gonna ever give you. And that is because if you've ever read any like time management book, they always say the term eat the frog. So when you eat the frog, that's when you do the hardest thing on your to-do list first. You like tackle the thing that seems really difficult first. If you gotta eat the frog, you should do it first so that it is over with and you don't have to, you know, think about it all day. Instead, I'm gonna tell you to do pretty much the opposite. We're basically like eating the ice cream here. You know, eating the donut, eating the cake, eating something. Can you tell I really would like some of those things? Eating something that you want to eat, because what I'm gonna tell you is to actually start with the easiest thing first. Yes, productivity-wise, it's really good to do the hardest thing first, to do the most difficult thing first, but when you are struggling to get off the couch and you're like, I have to get off the couch and eat the frog, do like whatever that really difficult thing is, that just seems so stressful. So instead, think, I just need to get off the couch and I need to do the easiest thing possible. What is the easiest thing on your to-do list? Is it putting away the dishes? Is it pulling the tripod out? Is it, you know, working on product instead of working on writing emails? Like whatever it is, look at what is the easiest thing you can do and go with that. Because once you do the easy thing, then you're off the couch, you're making some progress, you've checked something off, and so you're building up a little bit of momentum, which is going to sustain you. We'll talk a lot about momentum in a different video, but for now, that's kind of what I want you to think. It's just like, what is gonna get me off the couch? What is the simplest thing that I can do right now to make progress? Another way to think about this is, what is the like least, what they call it, like the least viable product? What is the easiest way that you can make something happen? What is the simplest thing that you can do to your product? You know, you don't have to make a crazy product, just like what is the simplest product that you can make? Think about those things and tackle those first so that you have some momentum and some, you know, gumption with you when you need to get to all the other things. Number two is to stack the deck in your favor. So stacking the deck in your favor just means that you are doing things that are gonna set you up for success. So for example, today I knew I needed to film videos. So this morning when I got ready, I picked out an outfit that I thought was pretty cute because I thought this would look nice on camera. I really like this dress, so I thought it would be a good one. And I made sure I spent a little bit of extra time on my makeup this morning to make sure that my makeup would look okay. I did fix it up, you know, because it was a long day, but just putting those things in at the beginning of the day helped me to stack the deck in my favor, because now it's like, oh, I don't have to go change my clothes and redo my whole makeup and do, you know, XYZ. I'm like already kind of prepared for filming this video. Another example is product photos. Product photos used to feel like so much work because I like basically had to rearrange my entire office in order to take product photos. Nowadays, I actually don't take them in my office. I take them in a totally separate room. I have a table that I leave my like phone overhead thing on so that I do not have to like set it up, which takes, you know, 2 seconds. But it's just all of these things that you can do that are gonna like reduce a little bit of the friction are going to make it so much easier for you to tackle something. Cause sometimes it just feels like too much, but if you're already prepared and you already kind of have things set up in a way that it's not gonna be super difficult, then it is easy to do. Another example would be like blog post writing. If you sit down to write a blog post and you don't know what you're gonna write, it's going to take you forever. But if you sit down to write a blog post and you already know what your topic is, you maybe already have an outline, then it's gonna be really easy to sit down and write your blog post. I think about this with a lot of different aspects of my business. Really anything that just feels difficult, I try to make it as easy as possible and stack the deck in my favor. One way you can stack the deck in your favor is by number three, and that is planning ahead. I already kind of hinted at this, but if you sit down to do work, or you're sitting on the couch and you're like, oh, I need to go do work, but you don't know what work you need to do, you're one, either not gonna do it, or two, you're not gonna do something that's useful, or three, you're gonna waste your whole time either on things that don't matter, or you're gonna waste your time on trying to figure out what to do. You're gonna take so much time figuring out what to do that you're not actually going to be able to do the thing. So instead, have a separate planning time and have like a planning day once a month or once a week or whatever, so that you know, okay, on this day, I'm gonna do XYZ. Now, obviously this, you know, requires some forethought. So if you're sitting here and you're like, I don't have a plan, maybe make today your plan day and make a plan so that next time you are already set up for success and you already know what you're gonna do. Seriously, there is nothing more intimidating than sitting in front of a blinking cursor on a computer and just being like, I don't know. Like, I really think that's one of the biggest contributors to like writer's block or any kind of like creative block, is just not having a plan. Because if you don't have a plan, you just don't know what to do. But if you already have a plan, then it's easy. If I already have an outline for my, you know, if I already know what my blog post is gonna be, it's easy to write. If I already have a plan, it's easy to write. If I already have a template for my product, it's really easy to make because I already have a template, I already know what I'm doing. But if I don't know what I'm doing and I have no plan and no template, then it's gonna be really difficult, and then it's just gonna be so hard that I'm not gonna want to do it. So have a plan for what you're gonna do and when you're gonna do it. All right, future Becca coming at you to tell you that I completely missed number four. So I don't know if I got my numbers wrong or if I just skipped it. But anyway, number four is to make things enticing. So what I mean by that is that sometimes, you know, you just don't wanna do it. So what are some things that would make it more fun for you, that would make it more interesting? Is this something you can do while you're watching TV? Is it something that you can do on the couch instead of in your office at your desk? Because, you know, for me, if I sit on the couch, it's a little bit more fun. It's a little more relaxed. It's a little bit less, you know, a little more chill. If I can like put on a TV show while I do it, then it's gonna be much more enjoyable. And if all else fails, you know, make a cup of coffee and, you know, have a cup of coffee. The other day I had this, I didn't really feel like it. And I was like, you know what? We just gotta get some work done. So what I did is I made some coffee. I turned on some jazz music. I got all comfy on the couch with my puppies. And doing those little things just added to the ambiance enough that it made it much more enticing and much more fun seeming. And so it just made it more like something I wanted to do. So it's not gonna cure all of your, you know, ails. Hopefully one of these tips will do something, you know, but sometimes you just need that little extra thing going on to get you to do the things you need to do. For example, coffee. I usually make coffee when I film. Ironically, because I feel like it's gonna give me more energy, but then 90% of the time I don't actually drink it and I just like sip on it every once in a while. And then when I click off of this, then I drink the whole thing, so you know. We've got that going for us. Number five is my favorite way to lie to myself, and that is the 15-minute rule. I've heard other people call it like the 5-minute rule or not call it anything at all, but I like 15 minutes. And the 15-minute rule is this. When I don't wanna do something, I say, okay, I'm gonna do it for 15 minutes. And after 15 minutes, if I don't wanna do it, then I can quit, because 15 minutes is not that long. Like, you can do pretty much anything for 15 minutes. So if I don't wanna clean the house and I'm like, okay, I'll just do 15 minutes of vacuuming, and then if I don't wanna vacuum, I can stop. If I don't wanna work on a product, 15 minutes, and then I can stop. If I don't wanna film, or I don't wanna edit a video, 15 minutes and then I can stop. And the thing is, once you get 15 minutes into a project, usually you don't actually need to stop, because usually you're like, okay, I'm feeling a lot better now and I can continue. Also, I just noticed that I took away a squeaky toy and then I just put it on the shelf right there. So enjoy my decor, please. Kind of like you're tricking yourself into doing it. Now, the caveat to that is that if 15 minutes passes and you really don't want to do it after 15 minutes, you do have to stop. Because if you make yourself do it, then you're not going to believe yourself anymore when you say that. But as long as you do that and you're like, all right, 15 minutes, let's go do the 15 minutes and then assess and see how you feel, or you might not even notice the time passing by. You can also, again, some people do it like as a 5-minute rule. So you could do just like a 5-minute, and if 5 minutes passes, you don't want to do it, then you don't have to do it. And that's just a really good way. Again, it kind of goes with that, like, you know, checking in with yourself. Just check in with yourself, see how you're feeling, see how you're, yeah, what's up. And along with that, kind of piggyback off that is number six, and that is, don't think about it. Just don't think about it. Because the thing is, most of the time, things are more difficult in our heads than they are in real life. And what I mean by that is that a lot of times you build things up in your head and you're like, oh, I have to do this thing, it's gonna be this big, huge thing, it's gonna take forever, I gotta do all these different things. And it seems like so much in your head that you psych yourself out before you even get started. And most things aren't that difficult. Like, really, truly, when you break something down into its pieces, it's usually not that difficult. A good example is I was working on a course, and not this past course, but I think it was the one before that. I needed to edit all the videos, and I didn't want to edit all the videos because I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta edit all these videos. There's so many videos. it's gonna take forever, it's gonna be a big whole thing. And then I actually did it and it was not a big whole thing. It was actually really easy. It was not a big deal because even though, yeah, there was a lot of videos, they were all really short. And because they're not on YouTube, I didn't have to edit them in quite the same way that I edit things on YouTube. And it was just different. And it was just like, I just made that whole thing like a big, huge thing. And I didn't have to. And that realization was like, oh, okay. Because most of the things we build up to be more in our minds than it really is. Another good example is I don't love cleaning. If you've been around, you know. And so I really hate cleaning the bathrooms. And one day I was just like, I don't want to clean the bathroom. I don't want to do it. Like, I was just being really dramatic about it. And so I decided to set a timer. I time myself cleaning the bathroom, and wouldn't you know, it takes me less than 15 minutes to clean the bathroom. Less than 15 minutes. Like, here I was spending like more than 15 minutes thinking about how much I didn't want to do it. Like, I could have, in the time I was thinking about it, I could have already been done. But instead I was like stressing about it and like, ugh, I don't want to do it, and just being really grumpy about it. And like, if I had just done it, it would have been faster than if I had just sat there and not done it. So most things are easier or shorter than you think they are, and therefore if you just go for it, it's gonna be a lot better. So just don't think about it. Just don't think about it. Just do it. Just go. But if you are gonna think about something, think about number 7. Did I get my numbers mixed up? I don't know. Number 7, and that is, think about the big picture. So when you are feeling like, I don't want to do this, then you need to think about like, why do I need to do it? Okay, so I'm assuming you're here because we're talking about business, and business-wise, for me, I would say, if I know that I need to do the things, I need to make these videos so that my business can move forward, so that I can help people, so that I can meet my deadlines, and in the bigger picture, I can build a business that lets me do cool things and allows me to do the thing I love, which is teaching music, but also benefit from other things like having money, because teachers don't get paid very much, that, you know, I wouldn't really get to do if I was just teaching. And so when I start feeling down, I'm like, okay, what is the purpose of this? I'm making this new product because I, you know, want to increase my income in this particular month because it's been a little bit lower. I want to make it higher so that I can have more consistent income, so that I can help pay for bills, so that I can pay off debt, so that we can go on vacation. Like, I have really big dreams and really big goals and lots of things I haven't told you about yet because I have really big things on my mind. But those are the things I think about in those moments of like, oh, I don't want to, because if I don't do it now, then all those big, huge dreams that I have down the road aren't gonna come to fruition. So in order for those big, huge dreams to come true, I have to be, you know, consistent, and I have to be responsible today to make it happen so the future Becca can have all those cool things and do all those cool things that Becca wants to do, but I can't do it right now. So, and every time I think about them, they make me very happy and excited. So I'm excited to see like long off, like 5, 10, 15 years, cool things are gonna happen because I am consistent in the today, in the now. All right, and the last one is probably gonna make you really mad. And that is, don't make excuses, just do it. You know, because you can make excuses all day long, but when it comes down to it, it's, did you do it or did you not do it? If you don't do it, it's not getting done. You're not moving forward. If you do it, you're moving forward. It's as simple as that. Specifically, I tell myself, there's a few things I tell myself that I'm like, man, people would be really upset if I told them this, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. So when I am feeling really grumpy about having to do something and I wanna do something, this is what I tell myself. Literally, this conversation happens in my brain. My brain will be like, I don't wanna do whatever. I don't wanna edit this video. And then rational Becca will be like, it doesn't matter what you want. You just need to do it. And I know that sounds really mean and it probably won't help you, but it helps me, because literally just being like, it doesn't matter what you want, stop being a child and go do the work. Because when it comes down to it, either it's done or it's not done. And frankly, it doesn't matter what you want to do. So again, take that with a grain of salt in that, like, yes, if you're so tired, you're gonna fall asleep standing up, take a break. Yes, sometimes you need a mental break. I've been learning and working on that kind of area. But when it comes down to it, today I didn't want to film a video because it was a long day and it was a crazy day and the children were bouncing off the walls. But I had to film the video because if I don't film the video, then it's not gonna get done. And I also have other things in place. Like I'm trying not to work on the weekends. And if I don't wanna work on the weekends, I have to get the things done during the week. So it's like a whole, you know, domino effect of you gotta do this to do this to do this to do this. So, you know, it doesn't matter what you want. Just do it. Just go for it. I feel okay saying that though, because last time I gave motivation advice, I asked y'all what your best motivation advice, and so many of you were like, just do the thing. And I was like, you are my people. So if you're one of those that said that, you're my people, I feel ya. And that's also the best and worst advice that I could give you. I have a lot of those, like, it's really good advice, it's also really bad advice at the same time. Because, you know, we like conundrums here. So I would love it if you clicked out of this video and go do some work. Or if you want to follow number four and make it enticing, then you can maybe put on a different video in the background while you're getting some work done. I'll see you next time. Bye.